hey, so that song had a lot of silence at the end of it, and the counter jumped down real fast. Hey, welcome to Thursday. It's me and Riff and ZFO.
Yo!
Yeah. So, I've done nothing. Nothing of any interest to radio listeners since the last radio show.
Me too!
Yeah, pretty much me too.
We're suffering a delayed reaction NS13 burnout. But I've been moving, so that's what has been occupying me for the last few days. That's what, you know, say I was doing yesterday instead of making sure that St. Sneaky Pete's Day was ready. So that was kind of a clusterfuck. But you already know that. Yeah, the furniture and stuff got moved today, so tonight is my first night at the new house. But there's no internet. I can barely breathe in that place, man. I actually agreed to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning to get the internet fixed.
That's how addicted you are.
Important the internet is to me. Hey, I'm not addicted, man. It's my job. I could quit any time.
No, you can't.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
One of us.
And nothing interesting happened here.
No, not particularly.
Last couple days, Zly's been kicking ass and taking names on the old KOL con prep and on the run of the store.
It's going to be pretty cool this year.
Pretty cool. We went and saw the venue for the concert.
And it was nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Really clever. They managed to circumvent the draconian non-smoking laws in Tempe by having a really nice outdoor area for smoking with a bar outside, which is really cool.
Walls all around it. Yeah. I had a big stogie, and nobody oppressed me.
So those of you who are going to go on and smoke the cigars or the cigarettes will not feel like as if you are being huddled outside like cattle.
You won't be able to hear the concert from out there, though. Actually, that's probably not true.
You can probably hear the concert.
You can probably hear it. You won't be able to see. Yeah. You won't be able to see the reverberations of the amps coming out in waves with fancy particle effects.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. They're amps the size of stamps. Man, there's everything about the everything that I read, and like I've got all these like MMO blogs on my RSS aggregator Google homepage thing, and everybody's all like, oh man, World of Warcraft's totally gonna suck after the next expansion.
Why? And, based on
the announcement, they're like, oh man, this is exactly what Sony did with EverQuest when they started to suck. And
The fact that they're basically releasing it as bait to keep people away from Warhammer Online is kind of bodes poorly in their direction. It's not saying that they're going to fuck it up, but it bodes poorly.
Have you guys heard something different from what I've heard? Because all I heard about it was it sounded pretty much like another Burning Crusade.
Yeah, no, which was fine with me. I thought that Warhammer Online wasn't slated to release. I mean, I thought it got pushed back to like a late 2009 release.
Well, I heard 2008 January.
Huh.
But I could be wrong. I haven't checked into that very much.
Hmm.
I hear it's going to be a PvP-centric sort of game.
Yeah, I played a demo of it at Comic-Con last year. I didn't bother with it this year.
Well, part of the problem is, like, I'm not even really done with the Burning Crusade content yet. I've only been through, like, the first couple of raid dungeons and stuff like that.
I've never been on a single raid.
I just hit level 70, and I haven't done I haven't even seen any of the Burning Crusade instances yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We gotta get our characters
level your guys.
70, yeah. Well, I was gonna say, oh, we'll run some instances, but you're not on our Horde PvP server. I haven't played any World of Warcraft in like a week or two.
Yeah. I haven't really played much this week.
I haven't played since we got back from.
I've not actually hooked my computer up because we got back from San Diego and I've just been moving, so I've been using the laptop. No friggin' internet at the new house. It's just making me crazy. And the cable doesn't work, so I can't even drown my sorrows in porn.
Whoa.
Well, the porn that that's not already on my computer.
Right? I
can't drown my sorrows in novel porn.
New porn. Guess,
yeah.
Let's see. Groove Wookie says, actually, it seems like all the feathers, the duck feathers, are only used in chef staves, but say they're meatsmithing components and as combat items. Yeah, they're going to be meatsmithing components eventually. We reserve the right to use them as meatsmithing components, so we mark them as such. Because we were like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we confused people by marking these all meatsmithing components? Jamaican Castle says, when you enter chat, it should indicate what channels you're listening to. Does it not?
No, not specifically.
I guess it just tells you what channel you're in.
You can do a / listen with no arguments to get what channels you're currently in right now.
Or just / L.
Yeah. I can never remember the shorthand commands.
Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, so how's Hoboopolis coming along? We're not actually working on Hoboopolis. It was a funny name. But
that was the only merit the idea ever really had.
Yeah, we didn't have any ideas for it. Although I think I remember having a conversation maybe with Hot Stuff about something that we could do. That some sort of introducing the rep grind to KOL. the warring hobo factions. You have to spend 100,000 adventures to become exalted with one of the factions, and then they give you a quest to become exalted with the opposite faction.
So you have to burn off your rep with the current faction,
yep.
And then build up your rep with the other.
Yeah,
one.
So it's 100,000 adventures to get the quest, and then 200,000
right,
adventures
right.
to complete it.
And then you have to
pirate hat and a pirate shirt. And
at the end, you'd have to do another 200,000 adventures to burn off the rep and get back to exalted with the previous one, so you can turn the quest in.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Rep grinds make games fun, right?
Yeah, no, totally.
I sure loved those 3 days I spent killing those furbolgs to get that enchanting recipe.
But that was just a low draw. Oh, no, that was a faction thing.
Yeah.
The only thing I ever did was Sporagar rep.
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I log on, do a transmute, make 15 gold.
Yeah.
Like, every day.
It's 15-minute cooldown.
I did.
The transmute Primal Earth to water?
No, it's 24 hours.
Is it?
That's yeah, because it uses the Philosopher's Stone. The Philosopher's Stone is a 24-hour cooldown. Yeah.
I did Sporagar rep for about 2 hours, and then realized that the blue equipment you get for it can't be disenchanted. So I was like, fuck those guys.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense, though. You wouldn't be able to just buy blues and disenchant them.
The main point is for the alchemy recipe that lets you turn junk into gold.
Yeah. And you also get all the vendor trash from those bog giants, and you get a lot of herbs if you're an herbalist. If you smoke a lot of herb before you do it, it doesn't seem nearly as dull.
Yeah.
Christy Bunny says, is there a reason the clay beads / class rings aren't auto-sellable? Well, the deal with that is that if you're wanting meat out of it, you get the steins or the seashell necklaces, right? So if they were auto-sellable, they'd have to be auto-sellable for less than you could get from trading them in order for that to make any sense. So. And then Tiny Plastic Grimmy also said, regarding the rings, why not make them non-tradable versus a quest item? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just so not ever worth it to pull those things.
Yeah.
That, and I guess we don't care what people do outside of Ronin. I don't know. I feel like having them be quest items sort of... It doesn't hurt the rarity of them, right? It helps it by at least not hurting it. There's no way to create extra ones because they're a quest item, right?
You can't take a shortcut on one run by just having a few left over after the last 13 runs.
But I mean, the only way to really use that as a shortcut would be to not be in Ronin anymore, right?
Yeah.
Like, unless you figure out that trick to pull a 1,000 of one item with a single pull using the Platinum Yandorian Express card and the
Hot Stuffing.
Yeah. figure out the way to use those.
I mean,
two
like
items.
If you're trying to do like super fast casual runs,
that's
to,
true.
To get more lucre, you know, that would be a legitimate concern.
That's true. Ponjo says, the reason the bank worked in Majora's Mask is because he always stamped your total of rupees on your forehead. All right. And then Fred Levi says, the bank works because there's a stamp that goes on your hand. She's all, you have this stamp, you must have stored money. I see. Well.
And then, like, two or three other people go ahead and make that same comment.
And then Fred Levi says, and that's what the bomb mask is for there, Jick, and the inverted Song of Time. Yeah, well, I didn't find the bomb mask because it was hidden behind something you had to use a fucking bomb to get into, and I never had any goddamn bombs. God, I hated that game.
Gee, did you not like that game? I'm not sure quite I understand here.
Paul liked it, but she likes pretty much anything Zelda.
I see. Christy Bunny says, and by the way, Grin, you need a volleyball leprechaun fairy hair item of the year familiar. I don't know about item of the year. Swine says, also, this is just a friendly reminder to fix Hanks.
It takes a long time to stack up all those bricks.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a gnome, because they're not very tall.
Yeah, and the gnome weeks are like, you know, it's like that galactic standard year from Men in Black,
yeah.
Which is like, you know, 24 hours. The, a gnome week is 8 months. Swine also wrote, caps lock is cruise control for cool. That's a funny thing.
Huh.
Invariel says, concerning Castle of the Winds, the inventory, bulk, and weight are nowhere near as bad as you think they are. Furthermore, by the time bulk, rarely weight, becomes a problem, you have a spell which teleports you directly back to town, and the same spell teleports you back to the deepest dungeon floor that you were on. Well, right. I don't know how I feel about creating obstacles for the sake of creating mechanisms to overcome those obstacles. I guess that's what the entirety of game design is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is, you know, you create a monster, and then you create a mechanism for killing that monster. Like, you know, oh, I know, let's make it so every 20 minutes your character has to piss. And then, like, at level 5 you get, you know, bladder of steel.
Yeah.
And at level 10 you get, you know, a sort of
portable
urinal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that, you know, it's not fun to be overcoming.
I mean,
that
it's the same
that
sort
jump.
Of thing that's like with net hack and eating. I mean, you eat constantly for the first, you know, 10 levels, then eventually you find the ring of slow digestion and you don't have to eat near as much anymore.
When I was, first time I was in college, there was a mud I used to play. It was called Bat Mud, based in Finland, and it was pretty big and pretty elaborate, but then they started making it more and more elaborate, yeah, to the point where it wasn't fun anymore. Because first they implemented food, and then they implemented water, and then they implemented sizes for armor. So if something happened to drop hobbit-sized plate mail and you were a human, you couldn't use it. And
there was some game that I played that was like that. There was some RPG. I specifically remember playing something that had sizes on armor. And I can understand, you know, it's good for realism.
Yeah, but I don't know. Realism is only fun to the point where it doesn't become an incredible pain in the ass.
I mean, that's kind of my philosophy on the, like, you know, worldy game versus gamey world thing. Like, you know, a game that was an exact copy of the real world would be the worst game ever. You know, so you sort of have to abstract things out to make them interesting.
Fun.
I mean,
yeah.
To make them fun, certainly. Yeah, like, and I don't know, you know, Second Life is great.
Yeah.
Except no, it's not, really.
Yeah.
It runs poorly. Every time I played it, it just go...
You say play as though that's...
True.
I mean, I could see where it might be cool if the server setup wasn't utter balls and the graphics didn't suck donkey. I mean...
Mostly, it's another form by which people can solicit cyber sex, is what I've basically got out of it.
Yeah.
I know there may be some people who play it and don't see it like that, but whenever I was exploring the world, and pretty much everything I found was a sex parlor or something like that, where there'd be some random 4-polygon girl dancing on a 2-polygon pole with 5-polygon guys sitting in chairs.
How many polygons were the chairs?
3.
I'm surprised you didn't get more attention with that beautiful avatar.
Oh my god, that avatar you had was insane.
I don't think it would have lasted outside of the sandbox.
And a giant screwball.
Just to show you that no matter what game I'm playing, I will find some way to avoid ever looking the fuck out of you.
Let's see.
Oh yeah, that reminds me of another anecdote. On that character, I was screwing around in the little newbie sandbox zone, and I made a cage. Basically, I just set the physical property on it, so that way you couldn't walk through it. So I'd find someone who was just like looking at something, and I would just drop a cage on top of their head. And they couldn't move around or get out. Unless they teleported out, and most of the newbies didn't know how to teleport, so they were just stuck.
But you can just teleport at will, though,
yeah.
So I mean that you can't actually grief people who know what they're doing like that.
But still, grief newbies who have no idea what
pool
they're
closed
doing.
On account of AIDS.
Yeah. Diabetes.
Yeah.
But yeah, low polygon count plus multiple only sex-based activities with low polygon counts doesn't really equal that much fun.
That's
in my book.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You can't trust players to make good content. It's basically what we were talking about with Raph Koster. I mean, you can count on 90% of people looking but not participating, and then 10% of people participating and uploading new stuff, and like 1% of that 10% uploading anything of quality.
Yeah. Because all the people who can upload things of quality aren't doing it for free. They're being paid to do it for someone else.
BLZ Bob says, so we're supposed to pronounce it like XXX prawn, not triple X prawn, since it says you're fighting an XXX prawn. Stop giving me crap about that. That's right. And you're... Yeah. Bobby Nopants asks if anyone at Asymmetric has ever gotten a prostate exam, and is it as bad as Family Guy makes of it? I don't think any of us are old enough to have gotten prostate.
You guys are getting close, though, I think.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's like 40 is when you...
When I went to the doctor, he was like, well, you're too young to get a prostate exam. I'm sure you're crushed. Like, oh, yeah.
I think it's at 40.
Really looking forward to that.
They start picking their fingers up your ass. Oh. So, you guys got about 10 more years.
You know, the guy at the church started when I was like 7.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, yeah. I wasn't too thrilled about that.
Well, you weren't there when I was 7.
Was I even alive when you were 7?
I don't remember. I don't remember how old you are.
I'm 24. I was born.
Yeah, I'm 30. I'm 31. So
yeah, I was either
you were being born.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Maybe you were a gleam in your father.
Actually, I'm almost 25 now. So soon I'll be able to rent a car without being fucked up the ass royally for it, which is sort of nice.
Plus, yeah, but then after 15 years, you won't be able to go to the doctor without being prodded up the ass royally. Especially if it's
like
the king doctor. Or like Dr. Yui from Dune.
Yeah.
He has the mark of Imperial conditioning, which means that he is the only character in the entire series to actually betray anyone. I didn't read the entire series. And I'm sure there are other betrayals. Even in the parts that I did read, and I just didn't remember it because I'm always drunk when I read. Just because I'm always drunk.
Yeah,
that's insane. No, that is neither of those things are true. And I never read.
Actually, I was reading whenever you came into the office.
What were you reading?
The Art of Deception by Kevin Mitnick.
Uh-huh. Are you going to start socially engineering some stuff?
Well, who's to say I haven't been already?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Snarf the Saucy says, curious why you made Bad Moon so it does not allow access out of Hank's. I can understand in, but for people hosting games, it sort of ruins the ability to send prizes. The thing is, the reason you can send gifts out of Hank's, right? Like, that's...
I think so.
Yeah, so the reason that you can't get into the gift shop is because we didn't want people in Bad Moon buying all-purpose flour. So that... And the thing is, it was like a last-minute thing where I'm like, oh, crap. You know, we'll just make this script exit if you're in Bad Moon.
Yeah.
And what I probably ought to do is write some content for the gift shop guy being all like, fuck you, guy in Bad Moon, you can't buy anything unless you know my name.
I guess it's not a real store, is it?
It's not. There's no reason for you not to be able to send gifts while you're in Bad Moon, I guess. Because you already can't send stuff to people in Bad Moon.
Is the send gift page explicitly disallowed in Bad Moon?
I don't remember. I guess you could fake it with a URL URL assistant.
Or you could just, I don't know. There's probably some sort of narrative justification bullshit we could throw at it to make it work. I like that part of the job.
Enter the Wumpa says, Zeno's impression of Tingle during the last radio show was the funniest thing I've ever heard him say. I would like to request that Mr. Phobe do impressions more often.
I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, I don't remember you doing that either.
I remember we talked about him. Yeah. I don't remember you doing an impression.
I'm not good at doing impressions, like, you know, on a moment's notice. I have to, like, be in the right mood for it. And it has to, you know, sort of pertain to what we're talking about. Or else it starts to sound like this. Thank you, come again.
Whoa.
Wow, that was nothing like anyone who would say thank you coming.
It sounded like the Taco House kid from The Simpsons.
That was kind of where I was going.
I see.
Your taco fell in the fryer. I'll get it. Ow!
Dreamer says, is it a bit ironic that the fastest Bad Moon ascension to date is 13 days? well, what?
Huh?
Xmudex says, also, I just got done listening to this past Monday show, and for one, Michael Vick is an NFL quarterback that went to the same high school I did, who happens to currently be accused of dogfighting.
So he stole a
awful hot day.
Yeah, it is an awful hot day.
Was that guy fighting a dog?
Mommy, why is he fighting that dog? Turn your eyes away, son. He's not fighting that dog. Also, I have a very husky voice for being a mother.
he got arrested for cockfighting. we gotta find out where they have cockfights here and go. I'd like to go to a cockfight. I bet it'd be a real sausage fest. women don't really like that. I don't actually want to see the cockfight. I just want to see a bunch of really excited Mexicans. You know, it's like a cultural studies project. Let's see. Omega Tank says, hey guys, not that I'm some evil hacksaw, but I never did the Junkyard subquest, and yet it is open for my usage after the war. What's with that? It is open. It's open to anyone after the war. It's just that certain things that you do cause certain things to happen there that you don't get to enjoy. Xmudex says, any reason why the A in fighting either a frat boy or a sorority girl is randomly capitalized in the frat house bomb Back to the Stone Age? Well, it's not randomly capitalized. It'll be capitalized for the same monster every time.
Yeah.
A lot of the time when it's been a while since I've spindled a monster, I forget, or Mr. Skullhead forgets, whether you're supposed to capitalize that field or not.
Yeah, and, it's like there's the pronoun field and the article field, and I can never remember which one is capitalized and which one isn't. Yeah.
The article is not capitalized, the pronoun is. Let's see. That was it. Omega Tank says, can you implement some friendly tanks in the game? The meat tanks aren't talking to me, and the keg ones just rumble away or over the top of me. I'm just so damn lonely all the time. Well, you should meet that alpha tank, and then be on either end of something. Like perhaps a 6-foot submarine sandwich.
Eiffel Tower?
Being on either end of the Eiffel Tower, like if you consider the ends to be like the bottom and the top, that'd be hard.
Yeah. Might have to do some yoga.
Let's Let's see. Will the Warrior says, this is a suggestion. When you wear the BlackBerry combat boots, you should be able to learn the skill Boot to the Head. What is that? Where does that Boot to the Head thing come from?
There is a
comedy group
that whose name I can't think of, but the sketch is usually attributed to Firesign Theater, even though it wasn't them. There's this Boot to the Head thing about a guy trying to learn martial arts, and Boot to the Head was the major move in that martial art or something.
I don't remember.
The Frantics, I think, was the name of the group.
I know, I can't remember that guy's name. The really obnoxious protagonist.
Yeah.
It was this really obnoxious guy in the middle of this whole Zen monk sort of martial arts training. It was pretty funny, but I can't
remember. Ed Gruberman.
Ed Gruberman, yeah.
Duff Killigan says, hey, Jake, when you buy a packet for KOLCon, do you get the item or do you have to show up? I know I want to go and I might be able to, but I might not be able to make it. So I want to know if I should buy a packet and not get anything out of it if I don't go. You have to show up. Yeah, you have to show up. I'm not even positive that we're doing a con item this time. It's going to be something that you have to actually be here for, because the point of the pre-registration sales is so that we know how many people are coming. The thing is, this con costs us a fortune. And if we think that 500 people are coming, and we spend the amount of money that it takes to get food and arrangements made for 500 people, and then only 100 people show up because 400 of them were just doing it to get the custom item, then, you know, we're angry. So we're not going to do that. You know, the cost of those pre-registration packets is not so much us trying to recoup the expense of the thing, because it wouldn't do so even fractionally. It is so that we know that people are serious about coming.
Yeah. Right? Making you spend a little bit of money on it sort of evens out that, oh, I'm going to buy one even though I'm probably not going to be able to go sort of thing.
A lot of people would sign up if it was just a click here if you're coming to KOLCon, and we would, again, have no idea how many people were actually coming. So.
Yeah. It's a pretty standard technique, and it works well. We usually do pretty good.
We're sneaky. Of course, now that we've told everybody, that's not going to work anymore.
I mean, if you want to just give us money, that's totally cool.
Except it's not, though, in this case. Don't buy a pre-reg packet if you're not coming to con. Don't. That isn't giving us money. That's us giving the hobos, like, $4 worth of potato salad.
And then the hobos will have won. No one wants them to win.
Omega Tank says, do cleached frat boys still count as kills? No.
Monster gets changed.
Did that thing with the streaker get fixed?
Yeah, I definitely.
Okay. What was it?
It was, well, the war frat streaker wasn't on the list of frat boy kills, and you were getting a hippie kill for it instead.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. How did that a while back?
How did anyone find that?
I have no idea.
Because people know how the Easter egg works and were going for that and discovering their kill counts getting fucked up.
Oh, interesting. Huh. How are those the items from those hero guys worth anything in the mall?
I don't know.
I was trying to make a, you know, somewhat rare. Not really semi-rare. Rarer than semi-rare. Not quite ultra-rare. Not double super secret ultra-rare. ACM says, what happened to the Choose Your Own Adventure bits from Comic-Con? Did we set that PDF up during the show?
Yeah, okay. And then I sent a system message out.
Yeah. Okay,
if you're listening, and since we can't do a system message because the Kingdom is offline, you can go to images.kingdomofloathing.com/capital K, lowercase O, capital L, and the rest is all uppercase. CYOA.lowercase PDF. I'm sure everyone understood that perfectly the first time.
Does the image server not like autocorrect for capitalization like some Apache builds will do?
I've never had an Apache build that.
Isn't CYOA.pdf the
oh yeah, it's CYOA.
That's last year. Yeah,
yeah. It's CYOA2. Excuse me, but it's close. There's a link in the forums in the community forum. With it. It probably got buried because Nightmare's a jackass.
And last year's are up there in the same place. So.
So everything's there.
Wait, it probably got buried because who's a jackass?
Nightmare.
What did he do?
He was spamming the thread with some random crap about his own, like, he was just sort of making up a choose-your-own-adventure on the fly.
Huh. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, but he's a jackass. So
he's a junkass?
Everything that he does makes him a jackass, in my book. My book is not similar to many other people.
You guys should fight at con.
I think Triangle would win, though, so I'm not really...
That's probably true. Jay Herzga says, what happens if a player has no dime slash quarters and smashes their hippie slash frat war gear and cannot finish the level 12 quest? Well...
Are we still working on a fix for that?
Yeah, I mean, it basically, I'm just going to... I think that what I'm going to do is I'm going to put an adventure in the unhydrated desert that's like a 1 in 20 chance of occurring that gives you an entire set of hippie gear
if you've already started the war
and don't have any of the gear, because it's gotta be hard to get. I don't know, it's not gonna be that big of a deal. Oh, let's see. Red Pot says, how many tomes of snow cone summonings are there left in the kingdom?
I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, we can't really run that thing anymore on command because it's way too evil anymore. Lord Poopy Pants says, could you make a right click in chat for TrustBot, trusting and mistrusting? No.
No.
We will never, ever, ever add any in-game support for reputation bots that are made by third-party players, ever. It's not that they're bad, but you do not...
The ways in which those things can be gamed are so many.
To mean anything, because they don't.
Yeah. I have thought about, however, in a similar vein, and it has really nothing to do with his specific request, cleaning up that code so that way Grease Monkey Scripts could extend that functionality more easily.
Oh, yeah?
Because right now it's kind of stupid, because I use... Okay, so the right-click menu has a hash table with all the different commands in it. And the key to the hash table is the name of the script that it calls. So all those, for a while, I was having trouble adding new curse items to the menus because the key would be curse.php, and it would just keep overriding other instances of the same,
Right.
I ended up having to work around it by using slash dots in order to mean this directory. And each new one just has another slash dot on it. And then it asks why Natalie Portman is naked and petrified.
Right. And covered with hot grits.
Yeah.
Haha, plus three funny.
Yeah. I got karma. But yeah.
I guess you don't get karma for funny anymore.
No, you don't. Cause I haven't actually read Slashdot in about 2 years. I just kind of got tired of all the FUD.
What's the FUD?
Fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
I see.
It's just the rampant fanboyism and the Me Too-ism just sort of... destroyed my ability to take it seriously.
I mean, the way that... Everybody made fun of the way that I have my comments set up. Like, I read them nested and highest rated first. Like, I basically just, like, the highest rated comment, I'll read the discussion on that everything under that comment, right? And I don't know. I would say that maybe... I read Slashdot a couple of times a week. I'll go there. Mostly just click right through to the games section, and one out of every 10 times that I go, I'll read a thread. So, like, read the comments.
I don't know. I just stopped being informed by it due to the obvious biases and stuff. I don't know. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, I don't care who reads it and who doesn't. I'm sure everyone can glean something useful from it, but me personally, I just can't deal with it anymore, so I haven't read it in about 2 years.
You read nothing but World of Warcraft blogs now.
Yeah. Actually, I don't read any blogs at all now, I don't think. Because I'm cool like that, man. I'm part of the counterculture, man.
You're the anti-blog brigade.
Yeah.
I read Raph Koster's blog, just to see if he's talking about us. And
it's happened twice.
It has.
And I wonder if anything interesting about us came through the pipes that I would hear about it on the game rather than having to search it out myself.
I mean, I actually just read Raph Koster's blog because it's cool.
All right.
And my wife likes it because he writes poems. And chicks dig sissies. not that Raph Koster's a sissy. Yeah. Disky says, will there ever be a way for us to know how much income we've received from our stores for their entire existence instead of just the last 48 hours? No.
Wouldn't really mean anything.
Fred Levi says, I ate the steel lasagna and gained zero adventure. Shouldn't that read zero adventures?
It should probably read
It should probably just read, nothing.
Because it shouldn't output it if you gain zero adventures.
Yeah. The drunkenness I know doesn't. If you don't get any adventures from booze, it doesn't give you a thing. Parafert says, how about a button in Hanks to send all your stuff to your colossal closet? I don't want to write any more buttons that do anything all at once ever again.
Yeah.
Ever.
The next game we write will make it such that those transactions are infinitely more simple. Simpler?
Yeah.
Simplot.
S-I-M-P-L-O-T.
Simplot. There's just too much data. We don't have any data.
Max Vance says, will you guys ever fill in familiar number 64 on the familiar table?
No.
Well, will you still need it? Will you still feed it if it's 64?
Did you feed your goldfish when you were 10? God, man!
Also, if you feed a mint condition magic wand to a comic chameleon, how does she throw it? How does she throw away the wand if it's in her stomach?
You don't want to know, man.
Wait, she doesn't throw it away.
There's probably just some random crap about...
Well, no, because you couldn't give her the equipment, right? You can't actually... The chameleon can't actually equip anything, can it?
No, it eats the equipment whenever you... I think, yeah. And if you try to give it something that's meant for multiple familiars, she just is like, uh-uh.
Right.
She snaps her fingers in a way that I can't do because I can't snap my fingers. That would look really funny right now if you could see me and if I could snap my fingers, which you can't and I can't. This conversation is going places.
Inferno Hero says, do you still think it's necessary to have the turns played updated daily? I seriously doubt anyone is shoring enough for shorebots to even work. I don't know. I mean, it's still going to be an advantage in PvP to know when people are spending their turns, right? Because they're not buffing up for turns. So.
I'm sure it's much less of a problem than it used to be. But it's still, sort of the... what's the word? I can't think of it. But it's a bad idea, basically. Yeah. If you're willing to trust me. You shouldn't, but if you're willing to trust me, then believe it's a bad idea.
I mean, I feel like the amount of disclosure that we give about other people's accounts is already pretty high relative to other games.
Yeah, like the fact that you can tell how much meat someone has is probably more than we should be telling.
Yeah.
It's like in World of Warcraft, there's no way to know how much money someone else has.
Professor Tank says, I've been working on a browser-based RPG to practice PHP in MySQL. Good for you. Right now it's kind of bare bones, i.e. a login system and basic stats and adventure system, but I've run into a problem with inventory. That is, I can't figure out a decent way to do it. Join the club. All the ways I can think of just make me think there must be a better, less janky way. So if you don't mind my asking, how does KOL's inventory system work on the back end? I know you probably won't want to tell me exactly, but any hints would be useful. Thanks. I mean, there's nothing secret or really, potentially useful. It is a player ID, an item ID, and a quantity.
Yeah.
And that's it. And the
problems with this approach, as I'm sure if you're a long-time listener, you've heard us bitch about this endlessly, is the fact that items can't be unique under that system. An item will always have one set of properties, and those properties can't change based on different copies of the item.
Yeah. And
which is something we're going to have to correct if we want to do that for the next game.
I've got some ideas in my head. I'm not going to share them on the radio.
Yeah.
But I got some ideas on how we can fix that.
There are some sort of, like, equipping an item in KOL is a pain in the ass too, because what it actually does is it, like, deletes the item from your inventory and sets your, weapon attribute to the item ID of the item that it is.
Which has been a source of item duplication bugs just all sorts of disgustingly horrible things that happen.
Yeah, I mean, definitely what I would do if I was working on a game right now, what I would do is I would... Each individual item would be a row in the database, right? And inventory would be real seriously limited. I mean, one of my sort of goals in the beginning of KOL was like, okay, finding items is cool. People should find a lot of items because finding items is cool.
And then
fun.
Multiple items should do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
No.
worthless trinket, worthless Kugo.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, and the ketchup and catsup. Yeah, that was that was a very evident early design. That was just funny. but yeah, so you know, you'd have a table that's like, this is the sort of prototypical sword. And this is, you know, how much it weighs, and this is how bulky it is in your inventory.
And this is whether or not it's yours. And
Well, no. I'm just saying the prototype. Like, you've got a table that, this is how I would do it. You've got a table that's the Platonic ideal of a sword, right? It is a weapon.
So the table would eventually just fill up to be nothing but Nazis, is what you're saying.
Right.
Because, you know, the Platonic ideal of an individual would end up in there.
Right.
And never mind.
Right.
Sorry,
right.
I had to get Godwin on it, there somewhere.
Yeah. And anyway, and then the inventory would be like, all right, you create a row in the inventory table, which is, it's got an item ID, which is just the sort of primary key on the inventory table. It's got what sort of item is this an instance of? So it's got an item, you know, it's got an ID in this prototype item table. And then anything about the item that can change is also stored in the actual inventory table. And that table includes ownership and, like, position. Like, it's in your sack. It's on your face.
Yeah. The
sack on your face.
We're going to define this sort of arbitrary idea of a container, and everything in the game will exist in a container. And certain containers may be like your inventory.
And like your because we were sort of Hot Stuff and I were discussing the way that we conceive of World of Warcraft's inventory system working, kind of imagining that. Equipped on your character is sort of like bag number zero, and then the individual bags in your inventory are other containers where the items can go. So yeah, moving an item from one place to another does not involve deleting it from a table and inserting it into another table. It just involves changing that attribute of the item, so no dupe ever.
Yeah.
The only way you could dupe something, you know, if you know, stackable items makes a lot of sense to me, right? Like, you know, if you... You know, you got 10 pieces of cloth that you need 5 of them to make a shoe. You know, like, it makes sense that you wouldn't have to have 10 slots in your inventory filled with individual pieces of cloth, right? So then, you know, the prototype item descriptor contains a stackability, if there is one. And so the individual item also contains a quantity in stack, which is 1 for most items, but can go up. And then, you know... You'd have to write a bunch of routines for doing things like equipping items, doing things like combining stacks of items, and you know. But yeah, there's no good way to do it, Professor Tank.
Yeah, you just have to figure out the system that works best for you, which, you know, how much time you're willing to spend on it, how much heartbreak you're willing to endure whenever it fucks up and stuff like that. I don't think that last part really.
Depending on how complicated an item is, and depending on how you know, many items the given player is going to have, and depending on how many players there are going to be with items in the table, you know, there are a lot of ways to do it that just involve storing a lot of data, right? But that, you know, none of them are particularly good. It's always going to be a huge headache for you, I think, if your experiences are anything like ours. Maladitis says, why aren't the plurals for small box, large box, small boxen, and large boxen, respectively? Oh, because I don't believe in joke plurals. Omega Tank says, the blue suede shoes familiar item should make reference to Khazrogal in some shape or form. Is that one of our made-up demon names?
I have no idea.
It looks like one. Pussy Willow says, one can face stab with a ranged weapon, but not thrust smack? Please explain. Well, you pull a knife out of your boot to face stab. You're not actually face stabbing with your weapon. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you could stab someone in the face with a crossbow.
It'd be more of a butt them in the face with the butt of their weapon.
What?
Chicken butt.
The Rum says, have you guys seen the new IMAX yet? They're incredibly sexy. I'm looking right now.
Holy shit, me too.
It's
probably some sort of fishing.
That site. Looks exactly like the new IMAX. You can't be too thin or too powerful. Wow, that is very small.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I can't say that on a desktop computer, being 3/4 of an inch thick versus 2 inches thick is that serious of an advantage. Yeah. The Pretentious Artist has one of the prior generation IMAX, and it's, I mean,
it's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's, I'm not sure that I would write home about it.
Yeah. I'd just as soon get a tower.
Yeah, I'm always going to be the sort of person that's going to always want a tower, because that's what I'm familiar with, and I can build it cheaply and I can do it by myself. I don't have to pay someone else to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even care about building my own computers anymore, but I want multiple, like, I will never go back to just using a single monitor, and that's tricky on stuff like this, right? I mean, like...
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting another monitor for my computer right now. It's got that TV, but it's got a low resolution, and I want that. I kind of want that other monitor on.
I see.
They've officially said the new OS comes out in October.
Yeah.
Hot stuff.
And then the rum also says that they do have Cyanide and Happiness books, and they're linked to them on the Lulu.com.
Lulu is that print-on-demand thing I was talking about.
Porn-on-demand?
Well, possibly.
If what you're wanting to print on demand is porn.
Yeah.
Assuming they allow that in their terms of use, which most places like that don't.
On the front page, there's a book about beating prostate cancer.
I thought you were going to talk about beating prostitutes for a second, and I was like, whoa.
I mean, you're just used to me constantly talking about beating prostitutes.
Yeah.
At their own game.
Oh! Somebody take me to the burn ward. Oh, let's see here. Where are we?
Lord Poopy Pants says, have you considered discontinuing the ability to make badass belts and the drops from the Boner Dagon and the Boss Bat, since the badass belt is obsolete now? Okay, then he says, the badass belt is obsolete now that the shiny hood ornament is better and provides more effects. Where does the hood ornament come from?
I don't know.
The hood ornament drops off of... there is no... Okay, you can get a badass belt during an ascension run without really doing anything weird. The hood ornament, you're never going to get that if you're playing optimally.
Can't you just untinker the badass belt, too?
You could, yeah, but it's,
if it was really that big of a problem, you just untinker it. You're down 10 meat. Oh no.
But I mean, I think it's a matter of, like, you know, it. I don't think it's a big deal that a sort of difficult to get drop in the level 12 quest deprecates rewards for level, like, much lower level quests. Like, I think that that's just okay. Rickett says, so, does the armed gun drop and people just haven't found it yet, or did you accidentally leave it out of the code, or what? How do people even know about the armed gun?
It popped up on...
Oh, it was on Coldfront. Yeah. Mark Public. Yeah. Yeah, that was something that Hot Stuff was like, hey, we need a ranged weapon drop in this zone, and I'm going to write one, and then we just never put it in.
We do that a lot.
Redpot says, how about a magnifying glass at the hippie camp or frat house during the war so that you know what the item enchantment is before exchanging it in?
What?
Which one? Like, what? Like, I'm going to assume that items that are in your inventory, you've looked at them in your inventory and you know what they do. Right? Like, I don't know that that is a place where you really need the ability to look at the descriptions of stuff from that particular place. The Lugash says, have y'all ever played Mac Boss, an old Mac-only NetHack clone with a sci-fi bent? If not, see if you can find a copy somewhere. It was tons of fun. I tried to play some weird sci-fi NetHack clone, but I couldn't figure it out. It's always, like... I feel like NetHack is to roguelikes what World of Warcraft is to MMOs. Like, if I start trying to play a NetHack-like game and the NetHack controls don't work, I'm just going to stop playing it.
Yeah.
Like, I bought City of Heroes, or City of Villains, to play City of Villains, and I just could not fucking deal with the camera because I was so used to playing World of Warcraft, and it just behaved in this completely counterintuitive way. Yeah. I'm crotchety. Crotchety. Stone5150 says, St. Sneaky Pete's days are getting damn boring. Well, sorry. Minigate says, I know last show you wanted to repeat a Mr. Store item. Why don't you try to repeat a hide belt? Because that is a very interesting mechanic. Something like a Grimacide item. The Mafia could take over Mr. Store and put a Grimacide item there. Oh, man. We should just have a Grimacide Guayabera as the item of the month.
That's a good idea.
That'd make the investors really happy.
Are those valuable? Are people? Do people want those?
I don't know. What are they at in the mall?
Only like a 10K will open right now and could find out.
They're like in the 139 million is the cheapest one in the mall.
Sounds too bad.
Let's take some break and music up some.
That sounds good.
Some this biatch. We'll do some. Some incesticide.
So it looks like the Mac I want is going to be $5,000.
Nice.
Free shipping.
Really? That's swell of them.
Actually, it's only $3,000, but shipping is two more.
That's the way it would be if you bought it on eBay.
Well, I got 4 songs and it's only like 7 minutes of music.
Did you, like, only load up Wesley Willis songs?
No, it's just songs of incesticide. So we'll play my favorite song off Nevermind after those. All right, we'll see you guys in a little one.
Yeah.
She should have. Welcome back to the website. We're your hosts.
That's me. And that guy. We're pretty cool. Our voices aren't terribly annoying. I could go find a chalkboard to screech my nails down if you wanted to be more annoying.
Scrape a fork on it.
Yeah.
Frankenbean says, can the bounty hunter change so that a new bounty is offered if it takes more than a single day to complete your previous bounty? No. I mean, it could be, right? Whether or not he gives you another bounty could be based on like a permaflag of the day on which your last bounty was assigned to you. Do people seriously... Are they really doing fast casual runs to get more lucre?
I don't know, but that seems like it would be the optimal path to me. Just, you know, chaining together casual runs to be able to abuse the fact that you can get multiple lucre on one day if you ascend during that day.
Yeah.
If I were going for lucre, that's how I would do it.
Yeah, same here.
I wonder how much would it be worth it to you, though? You know, like, doing casual runs, like, it takes a significant amount of time or a ton of resources.
Which some people have. I'm reading, apparently you can get blue lasers now.
Blue lasers?
Like, you know, like a laser pointer?
Yeah.
But it costs $2,000.
$2,000 for a blue laser pointer?
Yeah.
That's an expensive cat toy.
Yeah. I'm just this cool laser.
You can get those green ones that you can light cigarettes with.
Yeah, I saw
Whoa,
that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you light other people's cigarettes from across a
Okay. Yeah, you can get a 200 milliwatt laser that can light a cigar and is visible from 100 miles away.
Huh.
You can get a 125 milliwatt one that can melt rubber and plastics.
How much are those things?
You just want to light cigars off a laser, I know.
No, I just want to know. I want to know what sort of category of children I need to be terrified of. And if it's only the really, really rich ones, then I don't have to worry about it. Like
the green one that they sell that's 125 milliwatts is $550.
Really? Yeah. You can buy a laser powerful enough to set things on fire for $500?
Yeah, it's only from like very short distances.
I see.
Yeah, like, I couldn't, like, see, like, it could burn, one of them that says can, burn dark fabrics. Like, if I wanted to burn our curtains, I couldn't do it from, like, where I'm sitting, which is about.
You could say, it's curtains for you, curtains.
See? Yeah, yeah. What's a child's favorite piece of playground equipment, Muggsy? Dyslexic kid.
What? His favorite kind of playground equipment is a dyslexic kid?
Yes. I fucked that joke.
Yeah.
It's something that we used to say a lot. Yeah. But no, there's like these videos, like the 55 milliwatt ones can make holes in black trash bags and stuff like that.
I see. So in case you have some task that requires you to make a lot of holes in a lot of black trash bags from 10 feet away.
No, he does it like oh. Right up in his fingers. Well. But no, they're pretty cool. The lowest power one that they sell is $150, I think. No, actually, no, they will have one for $100 for a green laser beam.
I know. When I went to the doctor on account of too much neck and had some of my neck taken off, he used a laser to cauterize the wound.
So how long until we can get a yellow laser beam?
I don't know. You just go to the Star Wars convention.
Bobula says, any chance the inside of Degrassi Knoll can get a use for the gems too, now that the Gnome Beach has one? Yeah, we were tossing around the idea of giving Innobox some hidden smithing recipes with the gems.
Well, this thing, one of these lasers apparently has open cut healing power.
Open cut healing power.
I don't know what that
like
means. Cauterize
yeah, like
you.
Yeah. Like,
dang!
Just like an iron.
Yeah.
It has open cut healing power.
It's
cigar.
Oh, I scratched myself.
Oh, that's much better.
That's why lightsabers are so awesome, because they cauterize the wound as they make the wound.
Yeah. Burn dark fabric, stings bare skin, daytime smoke detection.
What? How hard is it to detect smoke in the daytime? I just hire a hobo. There's some.
Pop dark colored balloons. Cut black electrical tape.
Why is it only dark colored stuff?
I don't know.
Because they absorb more of the...
Because it absorbs the heat better, yeah.
I see.
That, have you read cockeyed.com recently? He got a, one of those, like, 10-foot across satellite dishes, and lots of, like, 2-inch square mirrors, and glued them all over the surface of the satellite dish so that it focuses all the light of the sun into one tiny point. Used it to, like, hard-boil an egg.
How quickly?
I think it was, like, it took 4 minutes to boil the pot of water and another 4 to boil the egg.
It's actually really fast.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool.
I finally got an electric kettle. That was something that was so nice when we were in England. And,
yeah, that
and
one's, I've been thinking about it.
Because it's just, you know, takes no time at all. It makes me not actually want to buy one of these water coolers for my house, because it's just as handy to get... I could get a $5 water cooler and, you know, pour some cold water into the electric kettle and wait 1 minute instead of getting this, you know, $200 water cooler.
I don't really care about the fact that our water cooler does hot water. I just like the fact that
I use it for cup of noodles a lot.
You like the fact that it...
Can dispense water from those jugs.
Yeah.
And it keeps it cold. Oh, that water cooler, about half the time it will shut off because it's too cold.
That's weird.
Yeah, like, it'll get this error message, and I looked up the error message, and it's like, compressor is too cold.
it also does not dance.
Yeah.
I guess I should have stopped trying to
Oh,
or some shit, I don't remember, but yeah.
Huh, that's weird.
It's been okay for the last couple of days, but, like, for a while, it was just sitting there. It was just the air code, and I get, like, the lukewarm water out of it.
Maybe
like,
it's a...
putting cups in the...
I mean, it could be freezing up if, because it's so humid in here. The compressor could just be, like...
Speaking of which, I haven't emptied the, air
code. Oh, yeah.
Right now. Good radio, too. Everybody, listen. A xenophobe empties out the... spittoon on the air conditioner. Amglal Nub says, "Hey, Jick, so I have a Privet server for World of Warcraft, and I was wondering if you and anyone else who plays WoW wants an account. It's free, and you get to be GMs." That doesn't sound like fun at all.
Is that even possible?
I don't know. Are there private World of Warcraft servers?
There's some where you can...
I mean, I guess, you know, it's sort of infinitely reverse engineerable, right? Because you can just track.
I have no idea how it works, but they exist. Some of them you can go from 1 to 70 in one monster kill.
Oh, yay!
Great.
I mean, I guess that'd be. I guess it would be kind of nice to like test out a talent build.
Yeah.
You know, if you could just like, oh, let you know, make a copy of your character.
It doesn't work like that, I don't think.
Well, I mean, if you could fake it, right? Presumably, on a private server, you could just be like, hey, give me this loot, and...
Yeah. I don't know, just most of the fun would be taken out of it for me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It wouldn't be fun to actually play on one unless there were people developing content for it, you know, which I just can't imagine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you could do, like, any scripting or anything. So thanks, Glalnub, but I don't want to be a GM.
We have to do that enough for this game.
Suken says, in the Nuns subquest for the level 12 quest, the Nuns think that you're a soldier. However, in one of the messages you get from them, they refer to you as Adventurer. Bug? Feature.
They see through your very thin and unimaginative web of lies after a while, because they're Nuns and they have that superpower.
They're just kind of going along with you. You know, they know you. We're waiting for a soldier or someone pretending to be a soldier. Temporary Man says, Scrolls of Ancient Forbidden Unspeakable Evil use the wrong pronouns when doing physical damage. Says he instead of him, she instead of her. Well, I'm going to fix that right now.
I'll answer a question.
I can search for Afui.
Yeah. Gubberwort says, question for Jick and Scully. What are the chances of a Mr. G'day for donating 10 Australian dollars? Zero! We're not going to do that anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, no, no.
Have Mr. A's been...
Yep.
Been hit to be better than Mr. A's now?
Or is or the Canadian dollar more powerful?
Yeah, the Canadian dollar is worth it. It's like $1.03.
Wow.
Okay, when I was buying, I went to the U-Haul place to get boxes for moving, and I bought one of the boxes that's like, it's got compartments and like padding for you to pack dishes in, and the price printed on this box is $10 Canadian, $19.95. So, like, I was thinking, I'm going to buy all of these and then go to a U-Haul store in Canada and return them, and $10 a pop.
Yeah.
It's win-win. I mean,
because they accept box returns.
They actually do. That's part of the deal. You can return boxes to U-Haul at cost if they haven't been used. Because I mean, it's kind of an advantage. Like, you know, buy more than you think that you will need, and then return the ones that you don't use.
I guess
right?
They're banking on people, and there aren't anyone not doing that.
Yeah, not actually returning them. But I mean, they're good quality boxes too. So it's like I always moved using the old U-Haul boxes that my parents bought for a move like 15 years ago, and now they're kind of disintegrating. So,
we should stop storing them under running water.
That's true.
But you gotta keep the vampires out.
The U-Haul boxes that all my Kenner Star Wars toys are in better shape than the Kenner Star Wars toys. The plastic's all yellowed, and the Wampa's all two different colors.
Did you bend your Wookiee?
I did not bend my Wookiee. I'm not seeing this issue. Black tentacles emerge from the ground beneath Elsie pronoun and beat accusative soundly. So it's actually beneath accusative.
I didn't know that was called accusative before I started this job.
It's kind of, I mean, English doesn't technically have an accusative case, but it used to. Back before it was English.
When it was like...
No, even when I was old, because I like the and that, like... There are case differences that explain, like, thee and thou, and thy, and thine, and...
So I saw the sort of arcane English grammar syntax in the code. I'm like, what?
I really should have probably just called it $him, you know, because it makes sense to it. Simon M77 say, I want an MCD setting to get Ed's skull as an offhand item. A shield, preferably, that shouts undying in combat and heals or something. That's kind of funny, actually.
Shinny Tenchi says, can you please add some more dungeons in the dungeons, full dungeons like a sonnet or a wingdings dungeon?
Wingdings dungeon. All it is passages from the Great Gatsby, but rendered in wingdings. or that secret conspiracy that you get by typing Q33NY converting it to, it's like a Star of David, an airplane, two buildings, and the New York City skyline. Which, I mean, the whole NY turning into a city skyline, that seems like it's on purpose by whoever wrote Lincoln's, right? No, totally. The Jews made sure all those years ago that if you typed Q33NY into Microsoft Word, because that's an important code phrase.
That's a terribly bad phone. Anzareth says, your website is broken. If I go to kingdomofloathing.com/NSporn, I get error. Please fix. Sure, we'll reinstate.
We'll take care of it. Josh Tron fan says, so these are questions for Jick and stuff. Question, will disturbing fanfic ever serve a purpose? Yes. No. Fo Fresh says, I think it'd be pretty neat if you could purchase upgrades for your colossal closet, allowing you to store more items in it.
Okay. Poof. We've already allowed you to store as many items as you want.
You could display a biggest closet size on the front page, similar to Friends of Hank's or Deepest Basement level. A leaderboard for the number of different items in your closet.
would encourage people to keep items in their closet, thus lowering the
size of the inventory table.
Which would be fine with me. The inventory table is already disgusting.
A nightmare. You're funny.
No, he's not.
Oh, come on. Why you gotta hate?
I don't like him.
Akakat47 says, any new McPhee's stuff? Riff, any new McPhee's stuff?
Someday? I don't know.
The D-Virginizer says, so I farmed my lucre for 45 days, got myself a bounty hunter outfit, and got a tattoo that looked like it was chopped off the golden meat stack trophy. I don't remember what the trophy for the bounty hunter thing, or what the tattoo. Well, no, it's because the... Yeah. Huh.
No, don't look at me.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at that. I seriously don't remember. Sigils, because that's the directory that the tattoo I'm just reading. BHHTAT.GIF? No.
Oh, he continues to say, any chance of it at least getting some shiny animation or something? It was just a bit of a disappointment after a month and a half.
Bounty Tat, it's not Bounty Tat either.
Is it BHHTAT?
I tried that. If only we had access to the code.
Yeah.
Where's that at? It's in Town Wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Meat Tat. Wait, no, that's Mercenary.
Oh, Merc Tat?
No, Meat Tat.
I am going to skip out
what
early and go
shitty,
to the lunch table.
That's a shitty tattoo.
You skipping out, Riff?
Yeah, as soon as Kristen gets here.
Going out to dinner.
The mysterious individual whose actual name I did not just say.
Nassif says, question for Jake et al. On the Radio KOL. Could you ask them what we can expect from them now? Like, what are we due for you lately?
how you mind for that?
I don't... Blah. Every once in a while, I accidentally hit the middle mouse button, and it does some weird
gives you the
thing that's
finger.
Like expose, only just drops everything into... Say, damn it. I don't know which window has my friggin' questions in it.
You can expect a chance for rain as a cold front moves across the Midwest.
As cold front moves across the Midwest?
Yeah. Partly cloudy, highs in the low 80s.
That's Xenophobe with the weather. Now to Xenophobe for traffic.
Shit sucks. Don't go outside. Ah!
Shit sucks. Don't go. That was the weirdest traffic report ever.
He didn't give me much time to think about it.
And now we go to Dada Chopper 5 for the avant-garde traffic reports.
Squirrel lasers, Bob! Enchiladas eating all the queen... thing. I suck at Donna.
Yeah, you know, you wouldn't think it'd be that hard to just make
up words.
I know,
but it is.
That, again, with the weather report and the shit sucks, don't go outside.
Yeah, you know, the more fun we have, the less fun the listener. That's a cardinal rule of internet radio.
Does it work in reverse, though? So if we, like, we're busting our ass and just having a terrible time when the listeners think it was totally awesome.
If we were just sticking ourselves with knives.
Psycho says, how would you feel about making the spell damage bonuses on Ascension rewards plus X percent spell damage instead of just plus spell damage? That is actually probably not a bad idea, because that way they could never run afoul of the new damage caps, and they, you know, are more interesting as high-end equipment. Let's see. Porcupine Spader says, will Lunge Smack and or Hujiwa's Hymn of Healthiness ever show up again? No. No, they won't.
I'd forgotten that that...
Yeah, I'd forgotten about the Hymn of Healthiness. Yeah, it's kind of...
That must have been before my time. I don't remember that.
It was very useless. I think it was an Accordion Thief buff that gave plus hit point, plus max hit points. It's a little... sad that plus max HP stuff isn't really useful.
Well, it's mostly supplanted by plus muscle.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be the case that hit points were not based on buffed muscle. It probably shouldn't be now. This is a bad game.
Yeah, who designed this thing? Shit sucks.
AKA KA47 says, I tried NetHack, but I kept dying. Maybe it's because I have a Mac.
Probably.
If you weren't able to ever run any software at all, it's because you have a Mac.
Hey. I got Fallout 2. That's fun.
Oh, yeah. I almost didn't remember to give that disc to Hans. Have you been playing it?
I've been going back and forth between that and Ocarina of Time.
I see. On the Wii.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Did you ever get a one of those classic controllers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. I haven't hooked up any of my. I haven't hooked up any. I think I'm gonna get a new TV, because the new house has like this fireplace in it, which I was happy to find out that this stupid gas fireplace used to be a real fireplace, so I can have the gas fireplace pulled out, and then I've got a real fireplace that I can burn real wood in. Or I could just leave the gas fireplace stuff in there, right? But then it would probably explode.
Yeah. I've got bad memories of having to call wood.
That was some of the chores that I actually enjoyed when I was a kid. Like, I just didn't mind. I didn't mind chopping wood.
I didn't like it because there was just my dad would buy like big old things, like lots of it. And you stack it, and then we had to stack it. And if it wasn't stacked right, you know.
My dad sort of tricked me by building. We built forts out of firewood.
Oh,
so,
God.
Like, it was actually fun, right? Like, it's, all right, so, you know, all right, we got all this firewood in the truck, and we got to stack it up, and, all right, so here's this wall, and then we'll, you know, you'd put boards in the ground to hold up the sort of ends, and, you know, just build these fortresses out of piles of logs, and it was like, ah. Yeah, and that's why I like playing with firewood.
Well, tending the fire was always, you know, sort of fun for me. I just didn't like stacking the firewood. It was also the only way we heated our house.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I would get sick of that now if I lived in a place with bitter cold winters where my only heat came from a wood stove. That would suck. But I mean, it's like, you know, novelty. I like making fire, so
yeah.
You know,
I mean, like we had a regular furnace because we lived in a decent sized town and had that stuff. But my dad was just loved the idea of wood heat.
Yeah, I mean, it's I kind of like the idea of it, you know, a little bit at a time. I don't know.
I have bad memories. Freud would have a field day.
Sometimes a big log is just a big log.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a
penis.
Turd shaped like a cigar.
Yeah.
Smooth Mooth says, what was the weirdest thing either of you saw at Comic-Con?
Other people?
I don't know. There wasn't anything that really caught my eye this year as compared to, like, the Hello Kitty Darth Vader from last year.
There was that everybody getting all excited about some goddamn pink R2-D2.
No, I didn't even see it.
I don't know what that bullshit was.
Cory Doctorow getting all upset on you about AOL is pretty kind of...
Although,
that sounds like it would have been funny.
Cory Doctorow getting pissed about something like that isn't weird, you know? It's very much in character.
It's not weird that he did, but it's... It's weird that one of us experienced it firsthand.
My wife is always happy when she meets people from the internet who are attractive. So she was happy about Cory Doctorow. Like, you know, when it turns out that somebody who is funny or whatever online is also good looking, that gets her very excited. Istanbul says, every 20 minutes your character has to piss, and at level 15 you get prostate cancer. Yeah,
I mean, Jack's prostate.
And you never,
Jack.
You never have to piss again.
When you're dead.
Well, I think prostate cancer makes it hard for you to piss. Excuse me. There was this. This is just a really bizarre detail of my life that I don't know. I'm not even sure it's that interesting, but I thought of it just now. There was in the bathroom at my grandma's house. There was this spot above the toilet where the paint was a different color than the rest of the wall. Like, it had obviously been painted over, and apparently what had happened was when my grandpa had prostate cancer, he would just stand leaning against the wall trying to piss for, like, hours at a time, and, like, ruined all the paint in that spot on the toilet and had to be repainted. That was weird.
That's pretty weird.
And then he died of prostate cancer. He was old. He lived a really long time. So, so that was entertaining story.
it was a story.
Yeah,
I would agree.
Thanks.
Your cancer story.
You'll have to tell us that one again sometime.
Yeah. There's this place over by the new house that some holistic cancer care place, like integrative cancer treatment. Life Breath Center. let's wave some sticks at you and pretend that that does something about your cancer.
It
made it angry.
You've doomed us all.
Omglal Nub says, you do know that you could play the Song of Time backwards to get the 3 days to be like 12 hours. And then he says that 400 times and then says, Surrey lag. Whatever. Go to hell. I needed bombs to play that song backwards, and I didn't have any bombs. I kept having to cut down grass to get notes. Even 12 hours. Although, I guess 12 hours, and like losing all your bombs every 12 hours means that maybe it would happen to me like once a week if I was playing, but maybe I never figured that out. Slavik says, since the plastic pumpkin bucket change, it no longer does perfect damage against elementally attuned mobs. Now it sometimes uses the wrong element, resulting in one damage, or a neutral one, resulting in regular damage against physically resistant / immune and elemental mobs. Was this a conscious decision or a consequence of making it not always use physical attacks against non-elemental, physically resistant monsters? Did you or will you consider changing its function to choose perfect damage against elemental monsters and optimum elemental damage against the physically resistant? Optimum meaning taking into account bonus elemental damage to specific elements, or say increasing the fire rate if the previous is undesirable from a balance or coating.
Standpoint.
Did it say standpoint later?
Yeah, two down.
Okay. Wow, and then he goes on. The plastic pumpkin bucket is still a very desirable piece of equipment from a diamond perspective, but this change decreased the effectiveness of its truly interesting feature. Instead of being delighted to see that my familiar has dealt some serious damage, I'm sometimes happy that it did what it used to, sometimes irritated that it tried to out-sleaze a frat warrior. Unfortunately, this irritation takes away from Scullion Riff's hilarious flavor text. Alas. I definitely did not mean to make it less effective via that change, and so I think enough stuff chooses elemental damage now that it might be worth it to sort of abstract out in the fight script.
Logic that chooses elemental damage.
Yeah, I mean...
It's writing sort of a generic, like, given an input resistance and an input element.
But the thing is, it takes into account, the change was from taking, it doesn't do this on the pumpkin bucket. And actually, the pumpkin bucket, it wouldn't matter what your enchantments were anyway. But like, yeah, no, I'm thinking about this completely wrong. The sorcerer spells, when it's picking them, if you have Immaculate Seasoning and the monster is not vulnerable to any particular one, it will now pick the one that you have the most spell damage bonus on, because that it's picking the one that does the most damage. There was also that sort of stealth buff to Possumancer spells that they figured it out. I think I saw somebody writing about it in the forums. I'm pretty sure it was in the Hardcore Oxy forums rather than the KOL forums, though. I'll look at the pumpkin bucket code and see what happened, because it was. Yeah, I don't know. There are some monsters that the physical resistance stuff might be triggering, even though you don't think that they're physically resistant, because we implemented partial physical resistance for, like, the armored units and the battlefield. Let's see. Jade Dragon Piece says, so different types of armor is a pain, but having to go into my fucking inventory every time I go to Dot Galactics is perfectly acceptable. Why do you have to go into your inventory every time you go to Dot Galactics?
No idea.
Travolta trousers, maybe?
Maybe.
You know, I can understand people think it's a pain in the ass to have to put on the Knob Goblin guard outfit to get into the lab store. but I just don't want to change that.
Yeah.
You know? The fact that optimal play requires you to go there every three turns, you know, I don't know.
I feel that that's our fault.
Well, I guess it is, right?
Well,
we designed the game, you know.
I don't feel like, I don't know, if you're going
you
to go to...
sympathy for those?
If you're going to be that hardcore, then... And using these things in ways that we didn't anticipate they would be used, then take your lumps.
You're not really using anything in ways that we didn't anticipate. I mean, I guess we didn't anticipate that you would be switching your gear to go back there every three turns.
Yeah,
you
know? That's what I mean.
I've been thinking about a feature that might help alleviate some of your concerns, but I can't think of a satisfying way to implement it. I was thinking about making it such that whenever you right-clicked on your little character picture on the character pane, that it would pop up a list of the outfits that you currently are able to wear.
Huh.
But the problem with that is, of course, getting it to update whenever you get a new item, and
right.
Without requiring just massive amounts of calls to the code, which would basically make it less.
I guess it could just give you a list of your custom outfits, and could we abstract that out to pop into that little div at the top of every page to do it on the fly without Ajaxing out putting on custom outfits, because that'd be
there's code that's designed to do a lot of that, like the buff shrugging. I made that.
Yeah, that's much better, by the way, because that was it. I liked the idea that you could do it there, but it was jarring to have it just randomly load your character pane every time. So, because it seemed random, I understood why it was happening, but I can't imagine that other people.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of extra stuff in the code now that makes that easier. If coders that are working on Grease Monkey scripts could use this. If you set the variable no redirect instead of if you're in a fight or in a choice adventure, instead of redirecting you to choice.php, it will exit with a small error code and not do any extra database hits. Which, you know, doesn't allow you to do anything you couldn't, but reduces the amount of loading you have to do.
Right, that's me. I mean, I would be okay with a quick outfits thing that just gave you, if you right-click your character portrait, you get a list of all your custom outfits, and if you try and put one on that you can't wear, it just tells you that instead of putting it on. I mean
we did it for custom outfits, it would be super easy. If it was only custom outfits, the problem is regular outfits.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, that's the only hiccup in the whole plan.
Well, what if we did a thing where, like, the right-click menu where you could click checkboxes on outfits to have them show up there, and the only way that you could ever set it for that outfit is if you had all the parts of that outfit, so then it only checks it in the account menu.
Yeah. C.D. Moore says, why not just have a list of outfits loaded on via an Ajax request on demand? The problem with that is it increases the amount of inventory hits we have to do, not decrease. And the idea of the feature is to decrease the number of inventory hits.
Yeah, because, I mean, basically, every time you load the character pane, you're going to have to hit inventory for that, and that's terrible.
Yeah. So basically, part of the idea is to, you know, increase convenience for the end user, but the other idea is to reduce inventory hits, because it's totally possible to reduce inventory hits there. And, you know, I'll talk to you later about it. I want to.
Yes, indeed.
Radio with arcane technical details.
Faux Fresh says, will the empty clan furniture slots ever be filled? Yeah, actually. Polka Pilfer says, hey guys, I just drank some green beer from the microbrewery. Is that going to affect my luck when I next ascend? No, it won't. Porcupine Spotter says, mandatory free Mitnick now. I blame you all.
That happened, like, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, he's been out for a while.
Yeah.
XYM says, perhaps the smack with a crossbow could be like Luca from Chrono Trigger. She clocks enemies in the face when close range.
I think that was whenever you were out of ammo, though.
No, there wasn't ammo in Chrono Trigger. No. I played through it while I was in San Diego, and I had never played it before, actually. I had played a little bit of it. You know what, though? I got up to the Like, what I was really hoping for was some neat, like, branching stuff with some optional quests and some cool time travel stuff. And then I played all the way through the game, and then in the end, you suddenly get an optional quest for every character that involves cool time travel stuff, and I was like, I was kind of tired of it at that point. Plus, I I had a hell of a time beating most of the bosses.
Yeah, that game was in that game. It was nice.
Like, the regular fights are sort of trivially easy,
yeah,
and the boss battles are just incredibly hard.
Mostly they rely on you having lots of the cross-character synergies abilities.
Yeah. Which, you know, I just pretty much took the party that the game sort of leads you to take, right?
Because
it kind of nudges you in the direction of, like, who's supposed to be with you at any given time.
Yeah.
Like, I never changed characters except when the game forced me to, right? I never, like, picked people to go. I guess I like that the other people level up.
Yeah, they don't level up that well, but
because they don't learn any of the learn any of the skills, which is the main thing.
But whenever the game railroads you into picking one character, they're not usually completely useless because you've been neglecting them.
Yeah.
They at least have some, you know, battle capability.
Dalgar says, what is the mechanic for the dropping of bottles of absinthe? Is it simply a case of they have a lower probability as you get more per day, or is there a trigger/influence?
It's
just lower as you get more.
You get one, it's at a certain percent. The percentage to get the next one lowers a little bit, and there's only so many you can get per day. I'm assuming it works like the mushrooms.
Yeah, it's exactly like the mushrooms, except I think it's a little...
The numbers may be different.
Weird. It's a picture. I wonder where that picture of me came from. I look crazy in that picture. Psycho says, why don't symbols like quote work in passwords? Because of the way that we make you do stuff with passwords.
I don't even remember your hair being that long.
It's longer than that now.
Or that, I don't know, it just looks...
No, I do look strange in that picture.
Yeah.
Maybe it's my crazy face. Litchfield says, have the duct tapes started dropping at the farm, or am I just too lame? You might just be unlucky. Max Vance says, there are now so few items in the game that are made by meat pasting them that the untinker is almost useless. Could you make him at least able to take apart meatsmith items?
Well,
either that or we make more things that can be
meat pasted.
Although, the thing is, with the number of items that are in the game now... Meat pasting is really sort of... I don't think that I would put anything in a puzzle now that wasn't really, really super obvious that required meat pasting. Dalgar says, you fixed the rogue windmill a while ago, but it seems the stately pleasure dome has been suffering a similar problem. Kublai Khan is not dropping anything at all. I think we ended up with a monster with no drops in the wormwood stuff. And I'm not sure. I don't know. See if Kublai Khan has drops.
Huh?
See if Kublai Khan has drops.
Okay.
Well, I can look it up myself. Kublai. Yeah, Kublai Khan does not have any drops. I guess we could give him some meat.
Where are we at last one? Oh, here it is.
A farmer as me says, you are a better music DJ than you are someone who can talk about their own game. This isn't a complaint. Maybe you should stick to playing more music than game mechanics. I bet I'm your best friend now. Xenophob, have I mentioned my new best friend, a farmer, is me?
No, you haven't.
And we've had a lot of great times together. Like this one time he told me that I was a better music DJ than I am somebody who can talk about...
I heard he was talking about how he was your best friend, too. I heard about that. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Underfoot sends a link to a Lifehacker page about turning a flashlight into a handheld burning laser.
It's less turning a flashlight into a laser than it is more... digging the laser out of a DVD drive and attaching it to a power source.
Huh.
It was kind of cool. I don't know.
I mean, will that laser actually get hot enough to burn something?
I have no idea.
Huh. Max Van says, can you make the elemental gems usable with the nomochloric acids? You know, everybody wants everything usable with the nomochloric acid. I mean, that's a lot of new... That's like 15 new items, man.
Man,
I don't know, man. I don't know that, you know, I talked about making the Stones of Extreme Power work with that, and I don't know, you know, the point of that was not to be some sort of corollary to the jewel crafting. The point was giving you something to do with the pork elf gems that you get, making them not, you know, just basically stuff you get that's only valuable in terms of being able to auto-sell it. So yeah, I don't know. Probably not gonna take that any further. Chunky Boo says, why is it that the swashbuckling pants give plus 5 moxie when the pants for the other islanders give a plus 3 to a stat and a minus 3 to another stat? Well, because pirates are awesome. Hippies and frat boys suck.
Yep. Plus the pirates aren't there, so they can't give you a negative stat boost because they're not there. That makes sense somehow.
Enter the Wumpus. Enter the Wumpus says, will Xenophobe stop being beyond my mortal ken anytime soon? Seeing the favorite food and booze thing change each day is fun.
Well, if you become an immortal Barbie, you should be fine.
Yeah, you could unobscure your profile now, couldn't you? Because the favorite food and booze thing, that is funny.
All right.
You don't
grumble,
have to.
Grumble. Let me just picture that I like.
Roger Flint says, oh, and look at that. The R-O-F-L are capitalized. Are you guys going to make a major spooky chef's Dave? It's chef staff. And, yeah, you know. Swine says, how you mine for fish is dead. Now it's how you bib for tuna. Akakak47 says, the empty space by the nearby plane should be the nearby desert. No.
There's already a desert.
Also, it's AKAKA47, not Akakak47.
I like Akakak better. Yeah.
We should start talking like the Martians in Dak. No, not like Muggsy.
Well, one of the Martians is like Muggsy.
Xmudex says, when can we expect anything new into the game?
I just changed it so you can see my thing again. That's new, right?
Yeah, that is new. Akakak47 says, can we have an auto attack for Jiggle Staff?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be too hard.
I'll put that in a list of things to do when I'm bored.
I guess it could maybe only show up if you have a chef staff equipped.
Yeah, that's not terribly hard to do.
Yeah, because you can check.
I can just make it
session equipment weapon class, actually. Oh, right. Already. Okay, so it's free to check that.
Awesome. I forgot I did that.
A weapon class thing?
Or was that the one that did it?
I think I did it because I think I did it so that Crossbow Fever could work without hitting the item table.
Right.
Oodaluke says, when does a Bad Moon leaderboard update? Does it ever update? Doesn't it update every time?
Once every hour.
Make horror runs?
Yeah. Don't imagine there's a whole lot of people just completing Bad Moon runs left and right.
Yeah, Red Pot also points out that Dark Dud's 2-day softcore run is still on the leaderboards, and I said that I was going to leave that up for a while and then add a couple days onto it, because it was all exploit-zor. I need to do that. The thing is, I've been not focusing on KOL at all for the last, month, basically, because NS13 kind of burned us out a little bit, and then Comic-Con kind of took every bit of energy, and now I'm moving. I definitely decided to pack a lot of shit into this year.
Maybe next year will be a little less complicated.
I hope so.
I don't even remember what you guys did for the first half of the year, but it seems like you guys were constantly gone.
Yeah, I mean, we went to,
Sigurd's thing in London for 4 months, didn't
it? Well, we were gone for 3 months, basically. Like, Riff and I spent a month in Boston and then 2 months in London, so it was just, sure am burping a lot. Colt Score says, hey, after I finish Ed the Undying, I can get a second ancient bomb. Is there something I can do with that? No, it just goes away when you ascend.
Yeah.
Every 2 hours. And then you have to cut down a bunch of grass to get another goddamn bomb. Frankfly says, with all this talk about Zelda, why don't we have an Ocarina of Time for a sorcerer? T-H-Y-M-E.
I get it. You spelled it like
that. Oh, man. Jade Dragon Piece says, I wasn't complaining about having to switch equipment. I was complaining about having to go into my inventory every single time I want to heal through Dot Galactics.
Something you could do to help with that is enable imp. Is that an option to make HP restores, or does it just happen?
I don't remember. I think there's an option to make HP restores show up everywhere that MP restores show up, yeah. And that includes the quick skills menu.
Yeah, so if you have quick skills on, just make it so you can see HP restores in your item, your quick use item thing list, monosyllabic word list. And you should be fine. You won't have to do inventory for that particular thing. I understand your generic complaint about having to go to the inventory page so much, but there's a way around it for that particular thing if you're willing to use quick skills.
Yeah, quick skills is neat.
I was really happy with what it turned out. That was just me trying to do a whole bunch of stuff, just exploring with JavaScript, and it turned into something really useful.
Yeah, it did work. Di Vernon says, does that cheesecake shotgun picture still exist anywhere where we can see it? I don't actually remember who took that picture. It's possible, but it does not. Litchfield says, if there are too many items in the game, why not just take out some of the ones that do nothing, like the fanfic? Oh, come on. The fanfic is awesome. And I think it's eventually going to be an offhand sleaze book.
Yeah. That was sort of the general idea. Didn't we already implement the
we did the low-end ones. Yeah. Well, what we were going to do was we were going to do low-powered ones for every element and then high-powered ones for every element. And the hot and cold high-powered ones are the ones sold in the store. And then we were going to drop some kind of organic cookbook from the hippies that was the high-powered stench one, the fanfic, and the spooky, the awful poetry journal is the spooky one. And then do low-end hot and cold ones somewhere.
Yeah.
Too. But, yeah.
I just spilled soda all over myself. Hooray!
I saw it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
LOTE says, hey, what happened to the Tuesday updates? Taking a little break from the Tuesday updates.
We're all kind of burnt on, like, just KOL stuff right now.
Squee says, I love the parrot familiar. Is there a chance of getting familiars that passively increase other attributes, like one for combat initiative or spell damage? A spell damage familiar would be interesting.
Yeah, it'd be tough to balance, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. The thing is, it would never see any use in serious play, because it's not a volleyball, right? If that's all it did, I mean, it'd be useful. It'd be useful in the basement,
yeah.
I guess, you know, and I think that's probably fine, you know, yeah. Like...
As long as, I mean, if it has some sort of situational use,
yeah.
Then I think that it's worth pursuing. P4EWell suggested that we have some sort of a pixel recipe to make an empty bottle, which you could then catch a fairy in and get a Navi familiar that would go, hey, listen, hey, listen, all over your chat pane and a fight screen whenever you adventure.
Hey, listen. Oh. Enter the Wumpa says, see, I was just wondering which knife in the game tasted the best to you, and now I know. Thanks, you know.
I had the Eldritch butter knife as my favorite food today.
Akakak47 says, can you fix the chat so when I hit enter, it puts what I type up on Safari on Mac? As far as I know... That was working in every browser. Opera had some weird thing where hitting enter in the chat pane was causing two keystroke events to fire, but I think all that did was cause everything you say to trigger the repetition filter.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't think it actually ever showed up twice.
I need to fire up the old Mac Mini here and get a new copy of Safari one time or something.
But I mean, you know, the fact that Hot Stuff and Riff keep up on that sort of, we ought to know if there are serious problems with browser compatibility. And I mean, I don't have a whole lot of tolerance for coding stuff to be cross browser compatible.
That's sort of the devil with JavaScript is. Making it work for everything, and pretty much anything I write is going to work for Internet Explorer or Firefox, or I'm pretty much just not going to put it in the game.
Yeah.
And that's 50% of the work you do when writing JavaScript is solving browser compatibility problems. We are
you,
running out of
time. Yeah, you ready to get out of here?
Yep.
Alrighty. ran out of time at the exact same moment that we ran out of questions. Next time, I'm going to have to do some system messages to actually get some.
Yeah. Well, it didn't work. It wasn't too bad.
No, it wasn't.
We had the right amount of questions. We skipped a few, but...
Yeah, but we also used some from last week, so...
Yeah.
We'll see. Anyway, I'm gonna transfer all y'all to a dead heart, and you're gonna listen and
feel, you'll like it.
All right,
nighty night. Good night. I saw her. Yeah, I saw her with the black top tied. This girl in the vending machine tore down the ring, stuck on a finger. What's the news? You had me in the sun. Boy, I worked with that sunglasses. Walking cool down the beach. She hit the sand and hit the bottoms of the beaches. Top back, bags are burning.